This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
What is this, a new If I Were You podcast? Well, kind of. These are episodes that were living behind our Patreon for the last 5 years, and we figured, why not release some of the best ones onto this feed to reward those of you that never gave up, that never unsubscribed? So please enjoy this classic episode of If I Were You, recorded at our old studio in 2018.
Good shit.
You know how singers like cover their ear because it might be infected when they're singing? So I was like pretending like.
That's not why they do it.
If I were you.
It's not. Are your ears infected?
I feel like a fucking Whitney Houston type because like.
Your right ear is bleeding.
Yeah.
And there's a caterpillar in your left.
I have an earwig. Here's the thing. Nose is the thing and nostril is the hole. For ear, it's the thing and the hole. What I'm supposing
is... You say
is,
ear hole or ear canal?
I need a separate word for the hole of the ear.
Okay.
The bidding starts at nostril.
But you want to... Call it nostril. You could call it your ear nostril.
That's pretty cool. Or ear stroll for short.
Ear stroll.
Yeah. Is there a scientific word for an ear hole? Scientific word for
There's
ear hole.
Definitely one.
What do you think it could be?
Ear canal.
The outer aperture of the... No, it just says ear hole.
It says ear hole?
On Wikipedia, it does. What is your ear hole called?
Any joker can edit a Wikipedia, though.
Oh, this is pretty good.
Oh, you could call it your ear anus.
Your first... it's close. Your first outermost hole is known as the external auditory meatus. Imagine an anus so beefy it can only be described as a meatus.
Sorry, I forgot my AirPods. Can I stick your AirPods in my meatus? I need to put your pod into my meatus because I'm listening to a podcast. And the only way to consume auditory content is through the meatus.
A Q-tip through your meatus. We're not going to beat that. So, yeah.
Meatus.
Why do they cover their ear, actually?
Isn't it... I don't know. Like, so you can... It doesn't really make any sense to me.
I would think it's like, so you have like a monitor in your ear that you can hear yourself.
You can hear yourself. Can you hear yourself better? Can you hear yourself? You can hear yourself better with this?
Do any of you AV heads know why singers cover one ear when they sing?
Is it to get rid of like the outside noise so they can...
Yeah, it's so you can ignore the haters.
Look that one up, too.
Why do singers cover one ear?
Yeah. Well, why do singers cover one meatus?
Yeah. This means that you can check that you are singing in tune with one ear whilst listening to other voices or instruments with the other. Some singers will also place a finger in their ear. This enables for them to hear their resonance of the sound being made inside their head. It can also help with their tone and resonance.
Oh, okay.
Sorry, if you need to stick your finger in your ear,
your
choose a new fucking profession. Like, I don't care who you are. Like,
you didn't even...
I can sing whether it's in an ear or out.
You can't sing either way. Either way. But, like, me personally... I know I'm a much worse singer until I put my finger in my meatus. And then I get the notes. Like, I know I'm singing bad right now. Like, Third Eye Blind's Semi-Charm Life. Garbage.
Yes.
Until Pure Gold.
Just as bad. Just as bad. You just can hear it less because you're covering one ear.
I just know that, like, when I have my finger in my meatus, I can hear the resonance better, and I can hear the band better with my left ear.
Nice.
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do.
Just know that it's bad either way.
The sky was rose. It was cold. I was taking sips of it through my nose, and I wish I could get back there someplace, back there.
That's barely singing.
Smiling
even in the song.
You would take.
It's like...
It's sing rap.
It's in between.
It's
like,
sing rap.
If talking is one and singing is ten, that's
Stephen
a
Stephen Jenkins' voice is so fucking melodic that he can do whatever he wants. He could read me a newspaper, and I would nut sporadically.
Any relation to him talking, or you're just...
Well, I'm also fapping.
Yeah, unrelated to him singing.
Yeah.
You just are constantly...
Constantly a fap.
Yeah.
What else is good?
We haven't introduced the show. This is If I Were You. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Patreon Thursday bonus video episode of our show.
Oh, yeah.
It's an advice show, obviously.
Duh.
Available for free every Monday. But
Duh.
Every other Thursday, we have a little bonus video episode for our patrons.
I would call this a big bonus. It's a huge bonus. This takes way more effort than our actual podcast.
Because there's video involved.
Our friggin' podcast is the bonus. This is the meatus.
I shouldn't have taught you that word.
You never should have taught me that word, Blumenfeld.
You've already used it 10 times.
Oh, yeah. Trying to make up for lost time. All my life I spent not saying meatus or knowing it.
I'm trying to make up for lost meatus. Imagine not having an ear hole.
Having no meatus?
Yeah.
You just have the meat.
That's nice.
The ear meat.
That's not what that is. Imagine being an ear vegetarian. No meatus. All fetus.
Oh, my God. Don't.
All right. We got a question from someone who's going to dental school. So what about the name of your dentist?
Oh, Dr. Pete.
Dr. Pete.
Same as Mayor Pete, actually.
Same guy, too.
Same guy.
Wow.
Boot edge, they say.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Does he have your vote?
I'm voting for Trump. Again.
Wow.
Yeah. I'll probably do a protest vote for, like, whatever third-party writing candidate there is.
To protest what?
I don't know. The establishment?
Okay. Cool.
Fuck the man. Messed up because I'm registered in Pennsylvania, too, and I always do... I always do a protest vote where it really counts.
So you'll move to a swing state.
Yep.
Make sure that your vote counts, and then you'll throw it away.
Oh, yeah. Purple state, purple county, my vote matters. Protest vote. Just to say fuck it.
Nice.
Throw a big turd at the whole thing.
Drain the swamp, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool.
Right.
But you know how to pronounce Mayor Pete's last name.
Mm-hmm.
So you're pretty, like... informed.
Right. But I was a Gary Johnson guy last year.
Who?
Gary Johnson. Third party candidate.
Nice.
Big Nader head. Perot guy.
Pierogi.
Oh, very good.
You know you have a hole in your shirt?
You know you have a hole in your ear?
Yeah.
It's the meatus.
Yeah. Your shirt is falling apart.
This is my shirt's meatus.
Nice. It's pretty big, actually.
It is getting bigger.
Fortunately, it's at the palest part of your body, so the whiteness almost matches the shirt.
It's over my skin instead of the actual hair.
That's
so there's
right.
No pit hair coming out.
What's the evolutionary purpose of pit hair? Like, we're usually covered in hair where it's necessary, but then, like, also in the pit of one of our arms has hair.
Yeah.
Why is that?
Maybe because when you're running.
That's cool.
There's a little less friction with hair.
Yeah. Or maybe it's... because we're ticklish there. Because
you sweat there? Does it help with sweat? I don't know.
The back of my knees have hair, like armpits, and really? I don't know who to talk to about that.
Not me. Search the evolutional purpose of armpit hair, please. This is a fun little game. We'll just have talks, and then you...
So we're learning things.
Yeah.
The evolutionary significance of human underarm hair is still debated.
Mm.
It may
Case
not...
in point, I think we both have pretty nuanced opinions. I said it was...
It's actually close to what you said. It may naturally wick sweat or other moisture away from the skin, aiding ventilation. Colonization by odor-producing bacteria is thereby transferred away from the skin.
Oh, okay. What about eyebrows, though?
I think that's to protect the eye.
Oh, from sweat getting into the eye?
Yeah.
Very nice.
A little moat.
Yep.
Yeah.
What about the hair I have on my taint?
That's to protect your asshole from getting back sweat.
Otherwise, sideburn, you'd be... That's to protect your meatus.
I have what is known as a meatus moat, so I have like a little caterpillar around my ear.
We should set the record for most times saying meatus on a podcast.
I think we're already there.
You think so?
Yeah, because we said it more than once.
Right. But I think Marin interviewed an ear, nose, and throat doctor. It was like two episodes after Obama.
Did a deep, deep dive.
He peaked and then bottomed out.
Yeah, within the same 2.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
All right, this question from a dentist. Hey, dudes, I got myself in a bit of a bugaboo, and I could use your advice. Second time writing, but long time listener. I'm a 23-year-old dude going to dental school in 2 months. Currently, I'm working in a dental office until then to get some good experience. The doctors that I work for are only a few years older than me, about 27 and 29. Anyways, last week they invited me to play golf with them in 10 days before I head off to school. I'm absolutely terrible at golf despite being pretty decent all-around athlete and collegiate swimmer. I'm talking almost every time I swing.
You're telling me you're a good swimmer and you're not good at golf?
Every time I swing, I either miss completely or top the ball a few yards.
But he can swim.
He can swim great. I told the docs that I wasn't very good at all, and they would probably slow them down. They assured me it would be fine, and it's all just an excuse to hang out and grab some drinks. I am terrified of embarrassing myself in front of the docs and other members of the country club. So my question is this. Should I put my head down or become a range rat for the next few weeks to get decent enough to survive 9 holes, or should I make up some excuse to get me out of this mess? I'd like to learn how to play golf eventually, but I've been pretty busy lately to get lessons.
Okay. I feel like he's he oversold himself.
To who?
When they were like, do you want to play golf? He's like, no, I'm not any good. Mm-hmm. It sounds like I play, but I'm not good.
Like I have a nasty handicap, but I can still hit the ball.
Right. But like what really is the case is that he doesn't know how to play golf. Mm-hmm. He can't hit the ball.
Can't hit the ball.
He says when he swings, he misses most of the time. You can't play. You can't hang. They probably are assuming you have at least like a passing ability to play.
Fuck it. Let's go swimming.
Make contact.
You, me, and him. First one to get across that water hazard. Let's go right now.
Eaten by an alligator.
Sprains his ankle on
you got me, Todd.
In a sand hole. What are those called? Sand pits?
Sand pits? Sand traps?
Yeah. Sand traps.
Sand traps?
Ah!
I just wanted to drink and discuss molars with you guys.
How's your golf game?
Bad. I mean, non-existent. I've played golf maybe 3 or 4 times.
This kind where it's like par 3, I have to hit it really far.
Yeah, I've played that like maybe 3 or 4 times. I go to the driving range sometimes, or I've been to the driving range. I can hit the ball.
You can hit it every time? You never whiff?
I probably would still whiff at least once if I like went golfing.
Yeah.
But even like Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, I've seen him whiff.
Yeah, Ernie Els once whiffed 4 times in a single drive. Hole 17, Augusta, the 2001 Masters. Corey right. Pavin whiffed 11 times in a row before dying in a plane crash.
That's right. Who's it? Jason Spieth?
Jordan Spieth.
Jordan Spieth. He made a 27-foot putt, but on the next drive, whiffed. Just whiffed big time. He had to tip his hat and laugh and wave at the crowd.
Happy
Gilmore style.
Yeah, I've actually seen Gary Woodcock, who recently won the U.S. Open, whiff on a putt.
He whiffed on a putt?
Yeah, so he lined it up.
And then he bent down. He went face-to-face with the ball, yeah. Same axis. He said, why won't you go to your home?
Yeah, are you too good
for your home?
Like in homage to Happy Gilmore or something.
And then he dove in a pool and he swam a lap. Because I guess he's more of a swimmer.
Gary Player retired and became a swimmer. So what should this guy do? Should he call it quits? Should he learn? Should he go to a golfing range? Can you go to a driving range?
Yeah, you can go to a driving range. I would say you could try to learn.
I've gone to a driving range once, and I was surprised with how often I whiffed.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm used to tennis or slightly softball, but golf is a completely different thing.
No, you'll whiff a lot.
Tennis is very long.
It's pretty rare in tennis.
The club head is very small.
You'll miss hit. You can, and even if you're good, you'll sometimes frame it and you'll be you just look at your racket damn, did I pop a string? What's up with that? But yeah, no, on a golf, you'll just straight up whiff.
Because I'm lining it up, but then by the time I swing back and go as hard as I can.
Right, I think you line it up and then you on the backswing, you sort of raise your back a little bit. So you're just above the ball.
Yeah.
I bet there's a correction for that.
You have to practice and be good at golf.
But you spend even jackasses like you and I, if we hit a full bucket of balls at the driving range, by the end you're making contact with more than you're not.
I will say that since it's golf, it's not really a back and forth. It's less embarrassing for you to be bad because you're not affecting their play at all. It's not like in tennis where you're I'm pretty bad, and then you go there and you can't return a ball and it ruins the other person's game.
Well, the only problem is if he's a straight up whiffer, because the one time where you're kind of golf, people sort of watch when you're playing golf, especially on the tee off.
Yeah.
Everyone's watching you tee off.
You'll embarrass
yourself.
That's
a nerve-wracking situation.
Yeah, especially the first one.
Right. So maybe you go to the club beforehand, get a cocktail, a little social, get absolutely trashed.
7:45 tee time.
You're on the second hole ordering a club sandwich just to soak up some of the alcohol.
It's 9:14 a.m.
You're
still
on your fourth Mai Tai.
You're on a third mojito, teeth falling out. They kick you out of dental school.
I would try to get a couple practice rounds in before golfing with these guys. At the very least, you'll feel a little more confident.
Yeah. And I would spend close to $2,000 on equipment, too. Nice clubs.
No, you can.
A great pantsuit.
Right.
That's interesting. You're wearing a romp him and a glove.
Two golf gloves. A huge see-through green visor.
That's right. Jesper Parnevik style, whiffing up and down the course.
This sounds like it's a Lonely and Horny episode. You on a golf date.
You have two gloves coming out of your back pocket. Every time you swing, they fall out.
You're thinking it's mini golf, but it's a back nine.
Shit, I just brought this blue putter. And my ball is bright orange. I don't know if that's going to help me find it later.
You still have a caddy, though.
Or I show up to a mini golf date and I have a caddy. Practice. And if you're still bad, you can back at the last second.
Yeah. He wants to play. So I feel like practice, just get to the point where you're passable. Maybe you'll be worse than they think you are, but you could always just be like, I told you I was really bad.
That's good.
I'm a beginner. And then just starting. He's young.
I said I was a beginner. And you said still come. This is on fucking John. And then every time he swings, you go,
Mister, your club sandwich? It doesn't come with fries. Rice? I said Christ.
He told me to come here. He should have mentioned the fries.
give me my wedge and I'll have a wedge. Salad. That's with fries.
We don't have... No, it's not. And we don't have a wedge salad. You can't eat salad on the
course. I'll drink an Arnold Palmer. And I'll be an Arnold Palmer. Watch this drive. Attacking the caddy. If I hit you in the tooth, you can come to us for your work done.
That's a birdie if you're scoring at home.
Eagle.
Eagle. Shout out to Eagle. Were you named after shooting two under par?
Awesome putt.
Exactly so. That's cool.
Tight.
All right.
When you guys add a subtitle for that later, say subtitle that is Eagle just saying, I quit. And then we'll add in steps going down the stairs. And then we'll edit this part out.
And then we'll add in the sound of an eagle squawking. He's taken his final form. Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Indeed. Indeed.
Simply put, it's the easiest way to create a professional-looking website.
Couldn't agree more, bud.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's the tweet. No, they do have a lot more than that. It's they have 24/7 award-winning customer support. They have very simple drag and drop technology. You can code, you can design mm-hmm. a professional looking website without knowing much about how the internet works.
You can sell. You can launch and sell product from Squarespace. Yes. That's right.
You can even purchase a domain name through Squarespace. For example, Jake, what can people purchase?
Boneheader.com. Boneheader. It's like
interesting. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like if you're a boneheaded person, but you're doing a boneheader of a move. You know what I mean?
What about fitnessnah.com? So it's sort of like a relaxation technique slash way to say damn the man with regards to fitness.
It's a movement about not going to the gym. Fitness.
It's it's an anti-movement, really. Oh, it's a non-movement movement.
Is anti-movement one? Anti-movement seems like it should be.
I'll have to check it out later. Actually, let me look right now. Anti-movement.com is not available. Don't buy that one.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't. But so it's more fitness, of a fitnessnah.com. Yeah, it's more of a fitness nah thing.
Yeah. Squarespace AI also is a great way to kickstart or update written content on any website. They can generate instant personalized results that know and show your brand identity. Pretty cool there too.
Incredible.
So the way to get in on this action and launch your own website soon enough mm-hmm. is to go to squarespace.com/segments.
Segments.
And when you're ready to launch, you use that coupon code segments at checkout to save 10% ooh. Off their already low prices.
Beautiful.
Again, check out squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you're ready to launch, go to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain.
Thanks, folks.
Thanks, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our program.
Hell yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, and then it monitors your spending and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
It's perfect. It's for all those subscriptions that you tried and then forgot about, but you're actually paying for, and you don't even realize it, folks.
I had, no joke, over $1 million a month worth of subscriptions that I did not need.
That's amazing.
Did not
That's
need.
That's amazing. That's so much cash.
I was buying 35 new houses a freaking month on this subscription box that I accidentally subscribed to when I was high.
Bark box. Yeah, bark box.
Yeah, it came with the condos, dozens of them a month. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know what? Let me do a quick little audit. Rocket Money came in and they're like, by the way, you're spending $1.5 million a month. We could probably just cancel this one.
Yeah. Like, damn,
and
I could use that.
I did.
Incredible.
Yes. Congrats. And you should use that. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved them a total of $500 million. That's almost entirely me. $500 million in canceled subscriptions.
Yeah.
Most of it yours. Saving the average member only $740 a year, which is not as much as the $1.5 million a month that I saved, but still a lot of money to some people.
For sure.
So if you're looking to save some cash, which who isn't, mm-hmm. You can stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
There's something in your bank account that doesn't need to be there. Rocketmoney.com/segments will find it and eliminate it.
Whoa. Nice.
Again, that's rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Take control of your finances today. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Rocket Money. This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it.
I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt. Mm-hmm. So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective, unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
I've been listening since the first episode, writes Tiger Woods.
Nice. Still on the golf kick.
And I think I have a question you guys could help me with. A year and a half ago, I had a really shitty situation. My girlfriend and one of my good friends kissed, and I subsequently found out some private flirting that had gone on between them.
Yeah, that is bad. That
sucks. She came clean to me after the kiss, and I was very hurt and confused. But at the time, I decided to try to forgive her, and we made great progress in the last 9 months or so. Anyways, the friend who fucked me over showed up to a small gathering last night, and it was weird, but we had a nice time. I hadn't spoken to him in over a year, and we caught up a bit. He's always been very remorseful for his actions, but I have held the grudge regardless. Now I can't decide if I'm forgiving him? It was nice to see him, but I can't imagine things being normal after all that happened. Is it cool to forgive him? Or am I being kind of a pushover? I'm very conflicted and, of course, self-conscious about the situation. I feel like I should be tough about this. But maybe that isn't me.
It seems kind of like a more of a baller move to be like, I don't care. You don't.
So you're not a pushover. Yeah. You're a cool dude.
Right. It didn't bother me.
Yeah. But at a certain point, should it bother you?
Well, but the thing is, he forgave his girlfriend. They've made great progress. I think this is like maybe a stage of that progress, because like they both made the same mistake. Mm-hmm. If you can forgive the girlfriend, if you really want to forgive the girlfriend, I feel like that could easily include forgiving the guy.
Is it cool to forgive in general, though? Sorry yeah. about that. Is it cool to say, I accept your apology, or go fuck yourself?
It's definitely cooler to say I accept your... Well, I accept your apology is not usually what I want to hear when I apologize. When I apologize, I want to hear, like, don't even worry about it.
Or I accept your apology. Really? You're going to accept it? Like, I did something wrong? So clearly you're not remorseful.
No. It was a platitude. And you're giving me attitude.
That was a pity apology. How dare you accept it?
It was more of a sorry that happened type thing. Not for anything I did.
Yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. Sorry you're being a little nasty boy about it. But can you hold a grudge for your entire life?
Would you do it? What would you do in this situation?
I've had a friend hook up with an ex-girlfriend, and he felt really bad about it.
Ooh.
But I
would love to know.
It was back in college, but I sort of accepted his apology. I wasn't thoroughly mad, because it's not like if he did it in the relationship, that might have been right. grounds for termination.
I would, yeah. But I think immediately grounds for termination. But I've been the guy that kissed the person.
And
I genuinely did feel really remorseful. It's not like, I don't know.
But did you deserve to just hang out with that person again?
Or no, I don't think I deserve it. But I think that, like, the only reason you wouldn't let that person back in is to be, would be like, you'll do it again. Like, if he doesn't believe,
can't trust you.
Yeah.
You haven't gone to jail.
But you did. He did go to friendship jail. He went into exile.
Mm.
But I feel like he served his time. And, like, the other thing is, this guy is like, it was nice to see him. I liked it. But you're just, you're bending to some sort of social norm. Like, you're supposed to hate this guy forever. But if you don't, then you don't. Your life will be better if you forgive everybody. That is better.
Yeah.
And that is a stronger position to be able to, like, get over something.
Yeah, you do hear about, like, forgiving my child's murderer. So, like, this is a lot lighter than that.
Right. I think if somebody murdered my kid, I would not do, I wouldn't forgive them. I would, well, I at least would do the, I wouldn't do the, like, it's no big deal thing. Like, if they're like, I'm sorry, I wouldn't be like, oh, it's no big, man.
Whatever, man.
Shit happens, babe.
Taco Tuesday.
Tap, tap, tap. No, I'd probably have to be like, I forgive you. You killed my boy.
What?
You killed my boy.
I was talking about hooking up with your girlfriend.
Right. Oh, sorry about that.
You clearly don't have children. You're taking that lightly.
I was like, no big.
What?
Yeah.
What about instead of going to friendship jail, he's sentenced to friendship community service?
Ooh, it's, so you're like, you have to pick up my dry cleaning for a month.
Yeah. So it's like, that's really fucked up of you, but clean my fucking house for a year.
I need my garage organized. And you could actually do it with Stacy. She's been begging me to be more responsible with the house.
I'm down to Marie Kondo our kitchen together. So
your
it's you and Stace.
Your friend, just give your home a reno.
You go to take a shit, you come back, and they're humping in the garage. Great. Congratulations. You just bought yourself 2 more years of cleaning up my shit. Oh, and guess what? You got to teach me golf.
Yeah. Another one for Tiger.
All right. So there's that option.
Mm-hmm.
But you think we eventually apologize for that discretion?
Yeah. I think – I feel like if you – you don't have to, like, talk yourself out of forgiving him if you want to.
Yeah.
That's what I would say.
Okay. Last question. This is from a lady. So we'll call her Annika Sorenstam, famed female golfer, Michelle Wee.
Yes.
I've been listening to your podcast to make my work days go by faster, and I was hoping you guys could give me some advice.
This
summer, I have a great thing going on with a friend of mine. We both have boring summer co-ops and text almost constantly to dull the pain. We aren't currently in the same city, and I drive an hour to spend the weekends with him when I can. We recently discovered that we have compatible kinks, and it's amazing. Compatible?
Compatible kinks.
I was thinking of...
Like they both like to be tied up, but then they can't fuck because they're both tied up. I'm just kidding.
Oh, that's
like, imagine that.
Yeah, that's good.
Imagine.
They get robbed. I was thinking of talking to him to sort of define our relationship because I want this to be an exclusive thing. However, I'm afraid this relationship works so well because I have nothing else to do this summer. There's a good chance that I will no longer want to be with him romantically when the school year starts. I get busy, we're in the same city again. Is it worth making an official relationship to only possibly dump him in 2 months or keep it vague so the ending can be vague as well? Keeping myself occupied, Michelle Wee. Give me an old person name like Rosemary or Lorraine. So let's do that now.
What do you mean?
She wants her fake name to be Rosemary or Lorraine.
Oh, okay.
She's 21 years old.
Got it.
Do you have to define the end of a relationship? It seems like most relationships end after 2 months anyway.
Right. It's also weird, though, that she's down to text somebody all day, be in a long-distance relationship, and then when it's finally going to be convenient, she's like, that's when we'll break up.
Yeah.
When we live in the same city, we really shouldn't be together.
She's afraid usually this relationship works because they have nothing else to do this summer.
And it won't work when they can see each other?
That's right. Because they'll have other shit to do. It sounds like she's only half-heartedly into this idea right. of a relationship.
But even when you have other shit to do, you'll still like have the same kinks and it'll be still good to do that.
Yeah. I guess my advice would be not to define the end of the relationship before it starts. Yeah, you don't have to say, like, let's just do this for a few months.
Right. I guess there's never any definition of a relationship. Like, even it's weird to be like, oh, this is going well, so we'll do it forever.
Yeah.
It's always just going good enough until it's not going good enough anymore.
And then one of you dies.
Right. Ideally, of old age.
Yeah. But
could be...
young age.
Young age. That's... you could have a meatus infection and go down swinging.
I'm so sorry for your loss.
Fuck.
Sucks.
What's wrong with you, Hurwitz? They don't listen to the podcast.
They definitely aren't Patreon subscribers. Shit.
How do people that are on our Patreon know? Do you email them?
No. I don't email the people that we answer on a regular podcast.
Well, those you would assume that they could just hear it because they'll listen. You know?
Eventually, yeah.
But yeah, the Patreon, that's we should email them.
And say, by the way, if you want the answer to this question, yeah, you pony gotta, up.
You owe, yeah, you owe us cash.
Actually, Venmo me $10 and I'll tell you what I said.
That's perfect. I read your, you have like an auto response on our If I Were You at Gmail email.
Yeah.
And it's just like, Venmo me $10, which is kind of like petty, I think.
I'm going through some rough shit and I'll explain as soon as possible. But I could really use $10.
All right. So let's explain when the cameras are off after the episode. So we'll just give this guy advice for now.
And then I set up a GoFundMe for me. That's like, trust me, I don't want to get into the details of what the fuck's going on with me, but it's not good.
Yeah, that's great. If you want to set up, I want to be like happy. You kind of really, I feel like people aren't going to want to give to it if you're like, shit's really bad. I don't want to talk about it, but just give me cash and you're doing a shocker. Yeah. Like, they won't believe that shit's bad.
And then, like, in 2 years, I'll be like, it was a fucking staph infection. Later, haters.
And you drive your Ferrari into a tree.
I'm paralyzed from the neck down and I really need support.
I actually need it.
That's the name of the GoFundMe.
Begging a nurse to position your hand into a shocker for a photo.
Super thin fingers.
It's two for the pink. And one for the stink. I deserve this.
All right. That's it. That's our time. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Thanks for subscribing. We appreciate it. We'll be back, as always, next week with more questions, more answers. Perhaps a Jake and Amir watch Jake and Amir somewhere in there.
Ooh.
And see you guys soon.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Hmm? Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.